In 1963, Pierce Allman was manager of programming and production for WFAA Radio in Dallas, Texas. When President Kennedy came to visit the area that November, his team of broadcasters was there to cover the events. However, Pierce would never imagine just how close to those events he would become. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was the fall of 1963. Pierce Allman was manager of programming and production for WFAA Radio in Dallas. There was anticipation and anxiety over the Kennedy presidential visit that November.
The combination that it was Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy coming really heightened, I think, the anticipation of all concerned. We discussed very openly, you know, the possibility of protests or any sort of staging or disruption like that, but frankly, dismissed it.
Allman helped oversee the coverage of the visit by his station.
We had the news crews out there covering the arrival at Love Field. Sure enough, first thing when he got off the plane was to ignore the tape and went to the fence and started, you know, shaking hands to the great consternation of the Secret Service guys. You could see it on their faces. And the reports we were getting of unbelievable crowds.
The station's offices were only a block from the motorcade's route that day, so Allman and a sales executive decided to see the president themselves.
And we walked over, and I kept looking up at the windows and the rooftops. And I remember commenting to my colleague, I said, I wonder how in the world they secure all those. I turned to Terry, I said, if there were going to be anything like an assassination attempt, this is where it'd be.
He watched as the motorcade slowed to make its sharp left turn onto Elm Street.
I was just so struck by the couple. They were just so handsome. JFK, I was maybe 10 feet away, and Jackie was nearest to me, and she was waving.
Just seconds later, shots would ring out, and this radio broadcaster was the first newsman on the scene. His story, next time, as we travel the countryside in Dallas, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.